Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello, hello, my friends. It's me, Francesca Moy, here coming to you from the Business Behind the Scene podcast. Today is episode number 7. I am just beyond my mind. Like, I'm so happy about this podcast, about all of your comments and reviews. And I'm just so grateful to you guys for listening to the podcast. It's just the best. I feel that it's very healing for me. I don't know if I said this before in a podcast, because it truly is. I feel like I'm literally starting to build a stronger relationship with my audience, with you guys. And I feel like I'm opening up, because I don't really have a screen. So I'm literally opening up and talking to you as if I was talking to a friend. And that is beautiful, because the best things are coming out. Now, in the same time, I wanted to tell you that I had the most interesting week of my entire life, legit, in business. And I sort of thinking to myself, do you know what? It's not fair. Like, people don't really get to hear this stuff, like these things that happen in the back of the business, right? So if this podcast is generally had to be business behind the scene, then, you know, what do I do? How do I make these real? How do I make these really that you guys see the behind the scene? Now, obviously, because of timing, because of things that are happening right now, and because of, you don't want to share everything, I do want to share everything, but what I'm going to do is that once I finish every day to recording this podcast, then I'm going to record a separate bonus episode, which is going to be the journey, right? My diary. And I'm going to really go deep on what is going on right now and how I feel and how I'm overcoming it and how I'm pushing through it. And then I am going to release it in a year time in a new podcast. So I will start with that, and then I will talk about, you know, what a year after, all the things that happen, you know, if I just knew. And I think it's gonna be super exciting, because I wish that there was a manual somewhere that would tell me, okay, this is happening. When this happened to your business, this is how you can do it. When this happened to your business, this is how you can react. And as when that happened, this is how you survive. And so much has happened in the last week that I am so beyond myself excited about the future and about what the universe is doing for me. Because obviously there was things that I couldn't do without the universe doing it for me. So that is fantastic, but I can't talk too much about it. I will definitely do it in the journal. So I don't know if the journal is going to be released in 6 months or 12 months, but I think it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, the few people that I said that to, they're like, OMG, this is the best. So here we go. I always wanted to do like an entrepreneurial TV series, because I think that legit, people have no idea what it is to run a business, what it takes to run a business, how much mindset and much strength you need to have to run a business. So yeah, this is Business Behind the Scene. I'm gonna really, really, really go deep and share everything that is going on as it goes on. So you guys are gonna love it. And I hope you're gonna love it. And so today, though, we're talking about something completely different, which is why I hate selling. Why I really hate selling, and what does that mean, and how does that look like, and why a lot of my clients hate selling, and I feel that that is what brings their business down. Now, when I say I hate selling, a lot of people that are sales coaches get mad at me and they go, how dare you telling people that you hate selling? The reason why you're successful is because you sold a lot. And I absolutely agree with that. The thing is, I hate the selling, like when, you know, that old idea, or like, you know, idea that we all have about salesmen, and that idea that, you know, you're sleazy and like yuck. And obviously, like I did a workshop not long ago where I got all my mafians, all my clients to go, all right, guys, come on, let's brainstorm. Why do you hate selling? What do you think about a salesperson? And so we start to list out, and the things that come out, you guys, it's crazy. So there is things like, you know, sleazy, pushy, you know, cheaters, like people that take advantage, people that don't care about you, selfish, like all these horrible things came out to all of our heads, right? Mine included. And so I thought, hold on a second. No wonder why many of us, we start a business thinking, oh, I'm so passionate about this and this and that. And then you go into a conversation with a client and a client has got a few objections. And all you do is, I don't want to sound salesy and I don't want to be seen like those people. So I'm just going to be nice to my client. And I'm going to say, of course, you take your time. You go away. You think about it. There's no problem whatsoever. And then that person never comes back. And then you start to learn that that strategy doesn't really work. And then the reason why it doesn't work is because if you are passionate about something, your excitement, your passion, everything in your being, every cell of your body should be off your, like, so excited to sell to this person. Why? Because if you believe in your product, you should believe that this will change your life forever, right? So if you believe that this, what you have, is going to change your life forever, wouldn't you want to everybody to put their hands on it? Don't you want everybody to buy your services or products? I just feel that sometimes we care way too much about what people think about us than care on what is this going to do for the client. And that's when we are turning again and we're making all about us. And it's incredible because I don't like being seen as a pushy salesman, but I do like when people say, oh, you're good at selling. Why? Because that means that I can change so many people's lives. That means that I can really help people going through their own silly limiting beliefs to push through and to come and work with me so that I can show them the real way. Well, not the real way, but my way to do business, which has got me to succeed. And I really know that it's simple and easy when you have a strategy to follow. So I know the people who are working with me, I'm not going to teach you what I do now because that is not used to anybody. I'm going to teach you what I have done in the past, understanding and learning with the hindsight that I've got now. So I tell you, look, I used to do this. Now, seeing what happened in business, I will tweak it a little bit this way, but I'll still do things that I did in the past because that is what got me here. I will be very not real if I would tell you, oh no, look, I used to do that, but I actually now have got the budget to put $10,000 on Facebook advertising. So why don't you just start with Facebook advertising? And you'd be looking at me like, I don't have $10,000 a month. Oh, okay. But that is why. So a lot of coaches, they forget who they used to be. They forget, you know, who they were when they first started. And that is bad because then they're not going to be able to help their clients. So I don't do that. And because I don't do that, then I need to own the fact that I'm going to be passionate when I tell people that this is going to be amazing, right? And then the other thing I want to talk about is think about when you want to buy something. Think about when there is a, I don't know if you guys are into iPhones. I love iPhones. But think about when you finally decide to buy a new iPhone. I mean, I'm not one of those people that go and line up as soon as the new iPhone comes out. But, you know, when my iPhone starts to slow down and the battery is not as good anymore or when it's full or whatever, I just upgrade and I just go to the next level of iPhone. And when I go to the Apple store, I don't want the person selling me the iPhone to go, oh, just think about it. Just go home and think about it. I just want you to be sure that you want to buy this iPhone. Like, I don't want them to do that. I want them to be super excited and tell me all the amazing features about this iPhone and tell me how I can use it and tell me how is it going to change my life and tell me how is it going to save me time and tell me how is it going to do things for me. Like, I want to know all this stuff. I want to know the details. I want to learn. I want to get to know what I'm getting into, right? And so think about it that way. When you go and buy something that you really want, how do you want that salesperson to be? Do you want it to be like, oh, you know, just talk to your partner first. I don't really want you to make such a commitment before talking to your partner. Like, it's like, I would be like, no, like, this is you. This is your iPhone. Get it. Like, buy it now. How exciting you can, like, I can actually start to do the, you know, the recap for you. I can download it. I can upload everything on your iPhone, right? There's like that excitement that you walk out of the store and you're like jumping. You just got a new iPhone. Nobody walks out of there going, oh my gosh, I just spent $1,000 on an iPhone. I'm exhausted. I'm devastated. I think, oh my God, like, what did I do? Right? You don't really do that when you really want to buy something. So we need to flip this of going, why do I really hate selling? Am I making it about me? Am I actually not showing up for my clients? Am I making excuses so that I don't have to be uncomfortable? I was listening to an amazing podcast the other day of Brooke Castillo, and she was saying, uncomfort is the currency of success. Now, I have to say that again. Uncomfort is the currency of success. If you don't get comfortable, well, uncomfortable getting no's, you're never gonna be able to have a super successful business. A lot of people try to outsource that and they go, oh, I'm just got a salesperson for me. Good, I did that. And that doesn't work. Like, the best person to sell your product, it's you at the beginning, so that you understand the objections, so that you can create a manual for the salesperson to come along and actually learn from you. You can't pass something that you haven't succeeded doing, not at the beginning of your business, not the first few years. Until you have mapped out what to do and how to do it, you need to do it yourself. So you need to get good at getting uncomfortable, to get the no, to get the rejection, to get, you know, the doors slapping your face. You need to learn all of those things to be able to get your business to the next level. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen by itself. You have to sell. And so when you're passionate, you're not really selling. You are excited about it. So here in Australia, there is a little bit of resistance around being sold at. And I have to say, I love being sold at. I love when Telstra call me and say, I've got a better deal for you. Do you want to talk to me? Yeah, of course I do. Tell me, how do I save more money? Tell me what have you got new? Oh, I've got this that is like, you know, more gigabyte for less money a month. Do you want to do it? I'm like, yeah. Or if they say I've got this one that is more gigabytes, but it's like $5 more a month, I'm happy. I want to get it. I'm winning, right? So think about, if your product or service is aligned with who you are and it's got the right pricing for where you're at in your business, then it's a no-brainer. It's a total no-brainer. You need to be excited about talking to your clients about it. And if it is too uncomfortable and if it is impossible for you to sell it, then maybe you need to restructure your pricing. Maybe you need to put your prices down so that is not going to be an objection and make it a no-brainer for people to go, you're crazy? That is crazy cheap. Of course I'm going to do it. Because then you're going to get confident, and then you're going to start to believe that what you got people really want, and then you're going to be able to succeed. So I really would love you guys to look at what is selling for you and how does that look like in your business, and why are you so terrified of selling and why don't you like it? Because I used to say that, but it's actually the most amazing thing. Imagine, like, the other day I was at the Action Days, a two-day workshop that we do for our clients, the VIPs, and I was looking around the room of all these people achieving all these things because it's Action Days, because we take action. And it's just mind-blowing. Like, they were creating a magic PDF. They were creating a lead magnet in the Canva. So we give them the template and they start editing. We teach them how to write it, what to put in it. And they just all were like mind-blown from everything that was happening in that room. And I was looking around thinking, I sold to that person. That person wanted to pull out. That person wanted to cancel. That person wanted a refund. That person tried to ask why they actually signed up. Like, there were so many people in the room that I have fought for. that I didn't give up on, that I said, no, 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 you signed up to this, you know why. So just stick with it and don't just keep following the next shiny object, right? And I'm so proud of me for sticking with those people, for pushing those people to their limits, for having the risk of them hating me and going and talk bad behind my back, which a lot of people do, and I don't care. It doesn't touch me. It doesn't affect me. You can speak behind my back to anyone you want. But the thing is, if I can change one person's life, that's all I care. If I can continue with what I'm doing, like I'm living my dream. I've got the action days, there was like 30 people in the room and they were all high-end clients. They've been with me for months and months, some people for over 12 months. And it's just beautiful to see the amazing success and the senior mafians that they kept coming back to as a refresher to the workshops. They were like saying to me, like, FM, look what you've created. And I said, well, I haven't created it by myself. I've created it with my team, with all the people that have helped me so far. I've created it with all the clients that believe in what we did. And they were like, no, 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 you started this. This was you. There's your energy everywhere. There's your thing anywhere. So imagine yourself in a few years when you look back or look at that room full of people that you have signed up, that you have closed. How does that feel? All those people that now are shining, that are doing things that they always wanted to do. They don't have the problems that they used to have when they sign up with you. They've got different problems. Welcome to business, right? But they now are there because of you. And they have achieved and overcome obstacles because of your help. How does that feel? Would that future self tell you to get over yourself and they start selling? I think so. So think about it and really write down the reason why you're afraid of selling and work on it a little bit and have a look of like, is there a real fear or did I just made it up? Is there something that I really want to make it hold me back? Or do I actually like, you know, let it go? Let it go and be connected to your clients. Be passionate for them. Be real. If they don't need your help, don't sell it. So this takes me to the next thing that I wanted to talk to you about. It's like, I don't sell to everybody. I don't sell to people that are not the right clients. And that is not discrimination or it's not I'm giving up on someone. It's actually, I do my best to make sure that we can work well together, but I'm not the right coach for everybody. There is enough coaches out there that people can find other people if they want to. I need to be honest with myself and understand, can I really help this person? Can I truly push this person through the limits? And in the same time, I learned something in the past. I didn't want to sell to people that were not the right client for me. And I think that there was a bit of judging in that. There was a bit of like, if you're not part of the, you know, the people that I like to hang out with, I'm not going to be working with you. And I was a bit driven by fear. I thought it was driven by ego, but yeah, well, fear is ego. And because I was afraid that they were going to complain. I was afraid that if I didn't help them, then they would have made it about me and they would have blamed me and I would have been terrified. So I would rather say no at the beginning than say yes and then take the blame. But the thing is, there was this one client I will never forget that she was like, she didn't seem like she was the right client for me. She didn't have the right vibe. She didn't have the right energy. And she wasn't like all my other clients, right? I only accept, at the time, and still now, I only accept amazing clients and amazing people in the thing. But at the time, I used to be a little bit judgmental and I thought that some people were amazing, some people were not, which is hopeful, but that's how I used to think it. And so I remember on the phone with this person thinking, no, 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 she's not the right person. She's not the right fit. And I mean, by the way, who am I to say that someone is amazing or not? It's awful. But that's who I used to be, right? That's how I used to think. I used to think that I just wanted to help people that they were right for it because deep down there was that fear of rejection, of blame, of being, it was my fault. But I was masquerading that as a judgment. I was masquerading that fear as this person is not good enough to work for me, which is awful, but that was my excuse. That was my way to hide my fear and just make it look like it wasn't me, it was them, right? And then I remember this one client, that was like about 4 years ago, at the beginning of this journey. And this client was on the phone with me, and I thought, in my head, I thought, I'm going to say no. I'm going to disqualify this person. I'm going to say no. And then this person was like, I am dying to join the mafia. This is amazing. This is exactly what I need. I'm ready to sign up now. I'm ready to do it. And I thought, hold on a second. I've just judged this person. I just thought that she wasn't ready, that she wasn't the right person, that she wasn't passionate enough, that she wasn't the right type of client that I like to work with, that she wasn't as amazing as other people, that she wasn't right. Like, who am I to judge of this? All I can do is on the call is try to coach them a little bit and see if they're coachable. And if they're not coachable, then let them know that right now you're not being coachable, and that therefore that's why I'm thinking to not qualify you. But if they fight for it, then let it, because let them fight for it, because when people fight for it, they're going to show you, they're going to prove you wrong. And so something in that moment told me to get over my own silly high horse and go, of course, all right, you want to do this? Are you committed? Like, are you going to get your shit together and you're going to actually make it happen? It's not going to be another one of those courses. I know you've done a lot of courses, and I don't want you to take this as one of those courses. Are you really going to take action? Like, I'm going to tell you to do things that you don't want to do, that you're going to want to procrastinate on, and you promise me you're going to do it. And she was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, all right, let's do it. So we got into the mafia, and you guys won't believe it. Like, she smashed it. She got everything done like we said she should have done, and it was mind blowing. And that was the biggest lesson for me, understanding that I can't make it about me. When I'm selling, I really need to connect to my higher self and be there of service and for the best for that person. And I remember that at the time, I also used to take responsibility for the community, responsibility for the few mistake, which I thought it was mistake of the people that are let in the mafia, and they started a bit of a vibe that it wasn't the vibe that the culture that I wanted in there. So I had to remove those people from the mafia, and I was terrified of making that mistake again. But again, I was making it about me. I was making it as the mafia was mine, that those people were belonging to me. They were not. They were not. So I needed to learn that lesson and set my clients free to be challenged by someone that get into the mafia. They got a different vibe. Why do I want to put all my clients into a safe crystal bell, right, where they're all like safe, they're in there, they're safe? No, that is not life, that is not business, that is not learning. I had to learn how to stop making it about me and stop trying to be controlling with my clients, with my people, with everything that I did, and just let things flow a little bit more. So yes, I still say no to some people, but I fight for them in the call. And if they don't fight back, then I let them go. I say, no, I don't think we can work well together. And there is still a call that I make them make. I don't make it for them. So I asked them a question. I said, look, do you really think that right now you're being coachable? And if they say, you know, no, I said, okay, are you thinking that you're ready to be coached? Because if you are, I would love to welcome you in the mafia. But if you're not, then I'm going to waste my time and you're going to waste your time. And sometimes they say, yeah, I'm not. Okay, well then, fantastic. Come back when you're ready. And that usually, if people are ready, that will really get them excited and get them wanting more. So I still disqualify people from the mafia, but I really try hard to make it from the heart, not from ego. And I keep reminding myself before I go on a sales call that people love buying. People came to your workshop or came to this call, that is a qualifying call, to have the problem solved. And if you don't solve the problems, then you are never going to be able to help them. And if you don't let them into your program or into your services, you're never going to be able to help them. So just flip it. It's not about the money transaction. It's about, can you really help them? Can you truly make their life change? And if you can, you have to fight for it. You need to go for it. You need to give everything you got in that call and don't judge. I know that I'm not the right coach for everybody, and I own that, and I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure that you do the same. Start to love selling. Just go into a sales call with like the excitement that you can't wait to work for them. So there was once, I'm going to tell you one more story. There was once there was this lady on the phone that she was another lesson of me learning that I just had to be passionate. And there was this person that was on the phone with me, and she was all in, she was all excited about the mafia. And then all of a sudden she says, oh yeah, but I can't do it now. I was like, what do you mean you can't do it now? You've been talking to me the last half an hour, super excited, and now you want to pull back? What's happening? And I called her out on her stuff, and she didn't like that. And I said, and I was passionate about it, and I truly, truly believed that her business was going to explode if she did what I was going to tell her to do in the mafia. And by the way, if you guys don't know what the mafia is, it's just an academy, and it's called Meetup and Facebook International Academy. I will talk about it next week in the next podcast to make sure that you guys know more about, you know, how, what my business model is and how I've set it up to, you know, to scale this much. And so I knew that she followed the mafia system and strategies, and she was going to explode her business. And what she told me was, no, I can't afford it right now. And I was like, I actually think that you can't afford not to, because right now she was going through divorce, and she was going through her husband taking everything from her. And she said, I can't afford it. And I said, okay, but let's think about this. You can't afford not to. If you don't do this, what's your biggest fear? And she said, well, if I use all my money on this course, then I'm going to have to go back to a job. And I said, okay, well, when did you leave the job? She's got just quit a couple of weeks ago. I said, okay, so you quit a couple of weeks ago from a job, and now you have your chance to change your life and change your client's life and just really put yourself out there and make this happen. And you were, you know, putting into this, you know, this course an investment of $15,000, and also you invest in $15,000 for potentially making 5 times that, 10 times that in the next 12 months. So you're potentially going to make, you know, $150,000 or $80,000 or $50,000 from it, but you're not willing to do it. And so what's your worst case scenario is going to become your reality. Because if you're not going to invest into something to learn how to do it fast, then you have to go back to a job. She was not happy. She was not happy. She went away and she started to tell everybody that I'm salesy, that I'm this, that I'm that. And that got me in the heart, because I was being genuine. I was being so real with her, and I was being so honest, and I was being so passionate. And she took my passion as being pushy and salesy. Now, that stopped me for a while to be passionate again. And I started to tell people, oh, it's okay, you think about it. Oh, it's fine, I get it. And I started to buy into the excuses. And for a couple of months, my sales went down big time. And then I thought, hold on a second. That lady was a lesson that was telling me, you now are going to get to the next level of the business where you're going to get people talking and complaining about you and your behavior, and you're going to accept it, and you're not going to change who you are. You're not going to change who you are for anybody, Francesca, and I hope you guys are listening to this and don't change who you are for anybody. If you're a passionate person, don't diminish yourself for anybody. Don't make yourself smaller. Don't dim your light because people tell you that you're too passionate. There's no such a thing as too much passion. You just be you and go and passionately sell your products and services, and be proud of it. Be proud of talking to everybody about it, because there's no better feeling to see a client succeed into what you taught them. And I just truly believe that I am so grateful that I didn't give up on so many of my clients. So go ahead, don't give up on your clients, and especially don't give up on you, on yourself, on your business. Now, you guys, I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have time, if you have a chance, just go and put a review on this podcast. I would love and appreciate your feedback. Thank you so much. Have a great week. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out the Entrepreneur's Abundance Mindset Mastermind. It's my monthly mastermind where you get to spend time with me, where we take all this material, we apply it, we study it, and so we can take your business to a whole new level. So just go to the Francesca Moy, the Meetup Queen Facebook business page, and then just send me a message and you'll be able to choose the option EAM Mastermind. I would love to have you join me there, and I'll see you next week.